Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Let me go to Fidelma Walsh. Fidelma, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You? What's happened? You were hacked.
Oh, God, Joe, I was. I was indeed. Last Saturday morning, I woke up and my account, I started a fashion account about a year ago when lockdown started. And it's been flying. My account is absolutely flying. And okay. I woke up on Saturday morning and gone. Everything just gone. Wow. Account still there, right. But someone else's name where my name should be. So I had all my settings gone. I couldn't access the account. I couldn't post to it. I couldn't respond. Anything that anybody saw on my account, it was coming up with this hacker's name. So gone. So absolutely devastating.
So they've stolen your identity.
They've stolen, yeah. They've absolutely stolen my identity, Joe, yeah.
So follow the money, Fidelma. How do they get money out of this?
Well, they haven't contacted me. Nothing. I've heard nothing from them, Joe, at all. They haven't contacted me. I've had no contact whatsoever. So I don't exactly know what they're looking for. They've just stolen the identity. Now, I mean, somebody did say to me that, you know, your account could end up on God knows what website. But, I mean, I've tried to engage with Instagram to take it down and nothing. They won't engage at all. They haven't got back to me. I've sent them tons and tons of emails and messages and absolutely nothing.
Why do you think they've done it? Like, can they rob money off your customers?
No, okay. No. My page is purely a fashion page. I started, Joe, a year ago when we went into lockdown, yeah. And it was purely, it was purely to do with inspiring, you know, women of a certain age, a little bit older. I'm not young. It's just a fashion page.
A blog.
Yeah. That's it, exactly. So every day I would post a new outfit that I'd wear and I'd talk about it and say where I bought the different items. Nothing, you know. It really took off. Everyone was really engaging. I got lots of followers. I got featured in Heat magazine. I had a feature done on me by the Connacht Telegraph here in Mayo. And the account was flying, absolutely flying. And all of a sudden, just gone like that. So now what I've had to do is I've had to start up a whole new page, start from scratch. Now I know, I mean, I only had 6,000 followers or almost 6,000 followers. And I mean, people will say, oh my God, that wasn't an awful lot. But for me, it was huge because when I started this, I thought if I get to 1,000 followers, I will be so happy. I'll be absolutely thrilled. And
have you heard from other bloggers or Instagrammers, as you say, when your website is stolen like that? Do they come looking for money to give it back to you, so to speak?
One of the bloggers and a blogger in England has been in contact with me. And she said generally what they do is within maybe 10 days of hacking your account, they'll actually try to contact you and they'll ask you for money. And when you refuse, they'll threaten all sorts. They'll actually threaten to put you on the dark web and all, I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff. So, but I haven't had anything. I've had no contact. I've absolutely nothing. So I don't know what's going on.
You're back to square one.
I'm back to square one.
What are you calling your new account?
My new account is exactly the same name, except with a one at the back of the account. So it's Fashion with Fid. There's no gaps in it at all. Fashion with Fid 1. That's the new page. And so I'm just trying to engage with all my followers that I had and, you know, trying to create new content and everything. It's just, it's been devastating. I just feel, Joe, that like somebody has come into my house and literally taken everything, stolen everything from me, cleared me out. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're helpless. You know, you're just, everything is gone. It's just gone completely. And here you are just starting all over again.
And it's important. It's difficult now to establish a unique identity in the very noisy world. Okay, I hope it works for you. Fashion with Fid 1, with the number one, the numeral one.
Joe,
I'm just thinking, I don't know whether you're following that crazy discussion in England and Scotland and beyond about Aberdeen, which is the insurance company stroke bank. They've changed their name to, if you visualise the word Aberdeen in your head, take out all the vowels, the three E's, their new name is A-B-R-D-N.
Okay.
People think it's the craziest thing they've ever come across. A company that's been there for a few hundred years trying to be trendy. ABRDN is the new name.
I'll check it out.
Do for that, if you can remember. Thanks, Nick.